Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. One woman is dead, another in critical condition in a shooting this morning in a car on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is following the story. She joins us live.
Linda, we see more detectives moving closer and closer to the crime scene. We know right now one woman is dead, another critically injured, and a four-year-old child was sitting in the back seat of the car when the shooting happened. Luckily, that child was unharmed. Now, East 88th Street, it's completely closed down right near York Avenue, and we do see officers, they are walking up and down. They've put down, it looks like, close to a dozen crime scene markers in the middle of the street, and many people who live on this block who are trying to get to their apartments can't right now because the block is completely shut down. Police sources at the scene, they're calling this an attempted murder-suicide at this time. Now, Lonnie is a doorman. He works at one of these apartment buildings. He spoke with us saying that it set tenants in his building in a panic.
They say they just get so nervous about it, especially in the wee late hours, because a lot of things happen around here. Most crimes happen around here would be late at night, you know, around about 12, 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning, as you see it happens around here. But now people getting so brazen, it doesn't matter.
And we do see NYPD's crime scene unit on scene. They are fully down the block, completely closed off, so we can't get very close to them. But we do see them walking back and forth. So far, police have uncovered a gun here at the scene. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on the Upper East Side.
And police are searching for the two women who violently robbed a woman at a gas station in the Bronx earlier this month, including stealing her hearing aid. The 34-year-old victim was at a BP gas station on East 149th Street in the Bronx when she realized she had left her cell phone on the counter. Cops say when she realized it was gone, she confronted two other women who in turn started punching her and knocking her to the ground. The suspects allegedly took the woman's phone, wallet, and hearing aid and ran off. The victim suffered minor injuries. So far, there have been no arrests. Well, new photos are out today of the suspect wanted for a hate crime attack on the subway last week. It happened in Midtown Manhattan on a Queens-bound Q train near the 57th Street 7th Avenue station. Cops say a woman approached the 28-year-old victim, hurled anti-Asian statements at her, and then punched her in the face. We have photos of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. The city is returning another piece of artwork that was stolen by the Nazis during the Holocaust. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg holding a ceremony today to mark the return of the 11th piece of looted art to the relatives of the rightful owner.
The piece being returned today was purchased in Manhattan by Gustav Papadek's parents and gifted to him in 1969. When Mr. Papadek died in 2022, his relatives realized that something was amiss with the provenance.
Bragg previously returned artworks to the descendants of Fritz Grunbaum, who was an Austrian-Jewish cabaret performer who had a large art collection. Harvey Weinstein is in the hospital today, transferred there from Rikers Island, where he's been held while awaiting his retrial.
According to his publicist, Harvey Weinstein is suffering from a series of serious illnesses. He's not only being treated for COVID here at Bellevue, they say he has double pneumonia. Harvey Weinstein, now 72 years old, was taken from Rikers late Wednesday night to here at Bellevue, and it's unclear how long he's going to have to stay here. But his people are also telling us he's getting treatment for diabetes, spinal stenosis, as well as high blood pressure. Harvey Weinstein is awaiting retrial on his rape sexual assault charges here in the city. They were tossed out earlier this year. He'll be back in court, we're told, the second week in November. The same time he's appealing his Los Angeles rape conviction from 2022, and that's why he has to remain behind bars. Again, unclear, though, how long he'll be here at the hospital. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
For the first time since 2016, an animal in Nassau County has tested positive for rabies. State health officials say the virus was detected in a feral cat in Cedarhurst near Hempstead. They're advising people to keep their distance from feral and wild animals and to make sure your pets are up to date with their rabies vaccinations. Rabies can be transferred to humans through a bite from an infected animal, but it can be prevented if treated with a series of shots within 2 weeks of exposure. The NYPD released new photos today of a person who allegedly forced his way into a Soho apartment and stole two iPads. This happened last week at a home near Worcester and Prince Streets. Cops say a man knocked on the door, a 29-year-old woman answered, and the suspect walked in, repeatedly threatened the woman, and then stole the items. Anyone with any information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers. An attorney for Justin Timberlake will be in court today following the singer's DWI arrest on Long Island last month.
It made international news. Justin Timberlake's arrest in Sag Harbor for DWI. The 43-year-old will not be in court today, his lawyer says. Instead, Timberlake is in Poland for a concert. His lawyer, Edward Burke Jr., says he will vigorously defend his client. Attorney Burke will be at the Sag Harbor courthouse for the conference today. Timberlake, reports say, claims he only had one martini and was heading to a friend's house in a brand new BMW SUV when he was pulled over. Authorities say he failed the field sobriety test. Timberlake pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Also on Long Island, a 9-year-old was hospitalized last night after she fell from a diving board at a public pool in Nassau County. Cops say it happened at the pool at North Woodmere Park just after 5 p.m. The child apparently fell from the board onto the pavement, suffering bruising to her head and a possible fractured left arm. She's in the hospital and said to be stable. It's unclear how she fell, but cops say they're not launching an investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.